Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John. So, net control for this evening. We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there's any emergency or priority traffic at this time, please contact net control. Since there is no emergency or priority traffic, we will not take check-ins for this evening's net. Are there any check-ins?
WABKM.
GP, Tom.
AB8MW, Mike.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
WA.GA.
NA.GFC, Terry.
KHCYA, Ross. I have Tom, Mike, Jay, Greg, Terry, Ross, and Paul. Are there any more check-ins?
Whiskey 8, Delta Kilo, Mike, Dave.
Hey, we got you. Tom, could you give me your call sign again phonetically, please?
Whiskey 8. Delta Kilo Mike, David.
You ain't met, sir. Let's call for check-ins before we get the show on the road.
Kilo Delta 8, Oscar, Oscar Tango, Doug.
We got you. Good evening. Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John, Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, and I do have some information for you this evening. Tonight I would like to discuss an important article from the October 2017 issue of QST. ARRL is looking at the future of amateur radio. The growth rate has stagnated to around 1%. An informal survey got over 8,000 responses. So what did the responses recommend? They are looking at enhancing the value of an entry-level license. Quote, the general goal here is to have an entry-level license that offers a way for a newcomer to experience multiple facets of amateur radio, get on the air, meet other licensees, and engage in a lifetime of learning while using amateur radio, end quote. A committee suggested expanded digital access on 80, 40, and 15 meters, where technicians already have CW access, as well as additional phone privileges on those bands. Summary, It sounds like they would like to see more technicians on the HF bands. To read more, please see the article on page 76 in the October 2017 issue of QST. So it sounds like now would be a good time for technicians to start thinking about getting HF equipment. And one of the best times to work DX is when the season changes. We are now getting ready to go from summer to fall, so now is a good time to start looking for long-distance contacts. So the question for tonight is, for technicians, if you are granted more privileges, would you consider using the HF bands? And for everyone, if someone would like to get on HF but has no equipment, what would you recommend? Okay, we start with Tom, W8DKM. Good evening, Tom. Come on in.
Roger, this is W8DKM. The name is Dave. Well, okay, I'm not sure if I actually like it or not, but the idea, I have to think about that. I hadn't heard about it. Yeah. When I was a tech, I guess I wanted to get on the HF bands with something besides CW because I do it horribly. But I think what forced me to go to do it, give the general, was that I wanted to get on the HF bands. I don't know. I have to think about that one. And I think if you are going to be a tech and you want to get on the HF bands, I think the best way to do it is to get a hold of the some older stuff. Try to make it work yourself. Break. And that way you learn something in the process, which I guess I'm an old codger, but I think that's what tech's all about. It's in the name. So, anyway, there's my 2 cents. Back to Net Control, W8BAT or K8BAT, W8BKM.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for that. Appreciate it so very much. Okay, I'm sorry, Tom, I messed up your call sign. Come on in, Tom, you're next.
Yeah, this is Tom, Kilo, Echo 8, Foxtrot, Golf, Papa. I may have stepped on Dark a little bit. I think that was the confusion. As far as HF, I haven't done anything yet. I would like to, maybe as Doug mentioned, get something older and maybe just kind of tinker with it and see what I can come up with. But, you know, time and money being what they are, that's been all I have. So, back to you.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so very much for that. Yeah, it's rather interesting. But I guess that is something they're trying to do, although it seems like it's going to be muddling the licenses between technician and general. I'm not certain there, but we'll see how that goes. Okay, next up is Mike, KD8MW. So, Mike, what do you think about this idea?
Our call is actually Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey. And I'll tell you, a technician license, in my opinion, is supposed to be a stepping stone up to general, to give you a little bit of airtime while you're still learning and you're still progressing, maybe on even further to an extra license. So I'm all for keeping it just pretty much the way it is. And for the new general that's wanting to get into HF, I'll agree with just about the consensus of everyone else here. Is some good used equipment. There's used equipment that you can find pretty reasonable. It also gives you a chance to learn the equipment. You actually what's inside of it, maybe do a little bit of tweaking on your own and some learning that way too. That's the way I did it. And just about everybody I know that's in the hobby, that's pretty much been the route that they've taken. You know, they haven't just went out and spent a bundle right away on equipment. And you can usually find it pretty reasonable. So, okay, thanks much. This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey.
Hi, Mike. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, it seems like it's going to be a good mix between status quo and maybe a few technicians will be interested in it. We'll see how this goes. But again, you can read the article in the QST. I'm certain there'll be a whole lot more discussion of this down the road. Okay, next up is Jay, N8YMT. Good evening, Jay. Come on in. Let us know what you think.
N8YMT, good evening. I guess for lack of better terminology, I'm going to jump on the same bandwagon. I think with the advent of multiple avenues that technicians can get to right now, albeit from, I know we're talking about HF, but, you know, with them being able to get into the different various digitals and other various stuff, there's enough there that you can learn to be able to, you know, get in and learn your generals and stuff like that. You know, I'm still kind of the old school myself, that I think, you know, there's a reason why there's a ranking system, so to speak, if you will, levels, is to achieve more, and that's the reason why. So I would say I'm with the rest of the group so far, N81MT.
Jay, thank you very much for that. Well, I think I can see both sides of the issue. On the one hand, the largest group of amateur radio operators, I believe, were technicians. I think they're about 25%. But a large chunk of the technicians just use 2 meters. Many of them have 2 meter mobiles in their car and they talk back and forth to work. A large group of amateur radio operators are just happy doing that. Now, whether or not some of them would be interested in getting into high frequency, I'm just not sure. On the other hand, I also concede that we're concerned because the growth rate is only 1%. The average age of the operators today is probably in the 30s. And a lot of the amateur radio operators are even much older than that, of course. So the idea is they're trying to figure out how to get fresh blood into the hobby, at least I think as I see it. But again, I see both sides of the issue. Okay, we're moving on down the list. And next up is Whiskey 8 November Golf Alpha. Greg, come on in.
Okay, good evening, everybody. It's WNGA. With due respect for the current technician licenses that's on here now, I think that's a grave mistake to give them low bid. Now, we have 10 meters now, which is adequate enough, and I think there has to be a recent upgrade. Otherwise, you're giving them everything on a low bid that they don't have now, and there's no reason for them to upgrade the license. And there's so many people get stuck in the technician frame, and don't seem to get a way out of it. I know when I started off, I had the novice license, and it was good for, I believe, 6 months, and you either upgraded or you were out altogether. There was no renewal or anything like that. It was either build your code speed up and your skills up, or you get out of the hobby. So I'd like to see something on that line. It should be a thing where you get your skills and get knowledge of it, and you should be able to upgrade from that. And right now, I don't think there's any incentive to upgrade, so I'd have to disagree with the ARL on this. Not to say we need to get more people in the hobby for sure, but I think you need to look at other avenues, and you need to attract more younger people to the hobby. And that's where the serious problem is. WNGA.
Greg, thank you very much for that. Yes, I do think that the key question should be, how do we get younger people into the hobby? Not necessarily how do we give technicians more privileges. I'm at the point to think that you want to have an incentive for each amateur operator to keep working to get better, have more privileges, so they want to move up the chain. So not everybody is that technician, but they want to get to general, and then they want to get to extra. On the other hand, again, we do need to get some fresh blood, young people involved, and it would be nice to have some younger people involved. But at least I understand what ARL is trying to accomplish. I truly understand that. Okay, next up, let's hear from Terry, NATFC. Good evening, Terry. Come on in.
Hi, John. Thanks for doing the net. NATFC. I agree with everybody else. I don't think that opening up HF to technicians is really going to draw a lot of people in. There are so many modes out there now where you can talk around the, maybe almost around the world on VHF and UHF. You've got the IRLP, DMR, C4FM. So talking around the world can be done easily on VHF. And I don't think it's going to drive that many people in, giving them HF privileges. And I agree with everybody else. I think it would take away the incentive to study and learn more about the hobby. But if they do give them the privileges, I agree with Dave. I think a good way to start out is with used equipment. You can get in the HS fairly cheap that way. And it also gives you drive to learn how to do a few repairs yourself. And I would recommend if you go with used equipment and you have no experience in that, take someone who is experienced with you. With that, I will turn it back to Net Control, KBT in HTFC.
All right, Jerry, well, thank you so very much for that. You know, I appreciate it because you get up on 10 meters as well, and you have equipment and you get on there. And, you know, one of the reasons we have the 10-meter net on that particular frequency, 28405, is because it is a single-site band frequency also allocated to both novices and technicians. And so the idea, of course, is trying to get more people on our 10-meter net that we have, of course, at 8 o'clock every Thursday evening right before this net on 28405. However, I do not see a whole lot of number of technicians taking advantage to come up there and get on. So I don't know if giving technicians more frequency allocation, if they would, you know, they already have some, but they don't use the ones they already have. I'm not sure that more will cause that many more to jump in on HF. I'm not sure. Okay, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. We're talking about the article in the October 27 issue of QST. We're talking about giving technicians more privileges, trying to get younger people in on the hobby. Next up is Ross, K8CYA. Good evening, Ross. Come on in.
Good evening, John. K8BAT and the group. It's good to be here. It's good to hear everybody's voices. I really miss my radio equipment so much that I have to learn how to use it all over again. Anyway, the position that the league is taking, I understand. I don't know if I agree, and I'm not sure if I disagree. I probably disagree a little more than agree. I think that as far as privileges on the 10-meter band, what I've heard works out pretty well. If the band was up, I'm sure it would buzz. I do occasionally wonder if everybody's there or actually radio operators are licensed, but for the most part, it seems to work well. Even in spite of this, I think that there is a recognition of the fact that of drawing people into the hobby to begin with. I think more needs to be done. I think some clubs are doing more to be done. To a lot of people that I've talked to who want to be hams that are not, they say it's a big mystery. So it sort of needs to be demystified, needs to be made real to them, and that seems to be not only a skill but an art. And maybe with some classes, technician class I think is easy enough now. It's gotten easier because of the same problem. So the real problem is drawing people in. And as was mentioned earlier, a lot of people are happy just to play FM radio on 2 meters, and that's really all they want. But for others, they get into other things that the technician class involves in, maybe some data modes, and sometimes if they want to do the low bands, they'll move up. I don't think giving them privileges is going to really make a whole lot of difference. You still need to draw people in, and that's all I got on that. Back to you, John. Thanks, KHCYA.
All right, Ross, well, thank you very much for that. Yes, both novice and technicians do have an area where they can do Morse code right now or CW, and, of course, on the 10-meter band, there's an area there where they can do phone as well. Maybe they'll compromise and just give them a few more privileges, maybe some more voice phone on maybe 15 or 40 or something. But again, additional, there is a real question I think a lot of people brought up that's very valid is with more privileges really motivate more technicians to start using HF. I'm not certain that that is what would happen. We'll have to wait and see how this pans out. But it's a pretty interesting article in QST, and boy, believe me, I think they'll get a whole lot of feedback in the issues to come. Okay, we're moving on down the list. My name is John, Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, net control with the Southwest Columbus M Radio Club Information Net. And we're going on down the list. Next up is Paul, KD8WQU. Come on in, Paul.
KD8WQU on the west side of Columbus. Good evening, John and the group. With respect to opening up privileges to technician class, I wonder how much of it is about selling radios. It wasn't that long ago when they decided to drop the code requirement for and picked up with the technician class license. I'm a no-code operator. A lot of us are. I have no problem with opening up band privileges. I think with respect to people and their interest in the hobby, it'll sell a lot more radios. Opening up privileges will sell radios. If an operator is so motivated, they will develop their skill set and operate accordingly. We are hobbyists. We enjoy this hobby, and I think it's up to us to kindle interest in potential operators through scouting program, maybe church youth programs, personal relationships. I have friends, many of whom they've seen my shack, they've seen me operate. Whether or not that kindles an interest, I would foster their interest by exposing them to the hobby. But it's up to us as the hobbyists to grow the hobby, so to speak. I really have no problem with the AARL opening up privileges to the lesser class of license. KD8WQU, back to net control.
Paul, well, thank you so very much for that. We really greatly appreciate your feedback. Really important issue. Okay, moving on down the list, and next up, it looks like it's Doug, KD8OOT. Good evening, Doug. What do you think? Come on in.
Good evening, John, and the group, KD8T, KD8OOT. You know, you look at the FRS radios, and they sell them at Walmart and everywhere, and then allegedly you have to have a license to operate them. I would venture a guess less than 10% of the people that bought them and used them have a license. Kind of a toy. And with the opening of different bands up for the techs, I wonder if they are going to alter the wattage eligibility for those different bands, or if it's going to proliferate lower signals. I don't know. I'm kind of the... I wanted to be a general, so I dug in the books and learned a little more, and I waited my turn to get the power and the equipment, so I don't know. Be interesting to see what happens. Thanks for the topic, John. Thanks for picking me up. Back to Matt, KD8OOT.
All right, Doug, thank you very much for that, and thank you for joining us on the 2-meter time. Okay, that's it for the original round. Before we start the 73 round, I always like to check for late check-ins. So this is at that time. We're now looking for check-ins for the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. Please call now. family or anything, so let's start the 73 round. We'll go to the top of the list and go from there. And this is just anything you want to discuss. But I'm throwing one thing out there for the 73 round. As you know, we have a 440 frequency now, 70 centimeters. And there's been some suggestions. Maybe we have a net on the 440, maybe on a Sunday afternoon, say around 2 o'clock or some such thing like that. So the question is, would you be interested in maybe joining that net once in a while on a Sunday afternoon? Or would you think another day would be better? Or not certain you would want to join it at all? I'd be glad to be the net control for it if no one else would be interested in doing it. So the question there is, you can talk about if you wish, is whether you'd be willing to come on Sunday afternoon on the 440 for a net there. Okay, we're going to start top of the list, go to 73 now. Let's start with Dave, W8DKM. Come on in, Dave.
Okay, KBATN net, W8DKM. I really can't say anything on the 440 right now because I can't get into it. I can get into all the rest of them, but I can't get into that one. I don't know why. It's just not something about going through the house it doesn't like. The other thing is, as I was sitting here listening to the people, the big elephant in the room is, have you listened to 80 meters recently? It's pretty crowded down there with a lot of people that got a general license just so they could get up and talk. And it's not a good, I don't know, it's kind of a lot of good old boys, if you know what I mean. And I'm just afraid that if they made an easy technician class and gave them 80 meters, that would be kind of exacerbate the situation. And I hate to say it that way, but that's just the way things work. On the other end of it, if anybody does want to, or if they do this, and people need help setting their radios up and getting the things working, I'll be glad to help them as long as they do some of the work. So, back to net control, KBATW8DKM.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for that, and that's very generous of you to offer your help by getting maybe some old equipment back on the air in case that's needed. I tend to agree with you on one thing. When I was working for my, doing a little contest work, and I wanted to get my work all states, and I wanted to get DXCC, which is about 100 countries, and I realized real soon that the best way to get those contacts is we doing contests, and because that's when everybody's on the air, of course. Well, the problem was that the general, I found out the technician frequencies and the general frequencies were so crowded it was hard to hear anything. So as I moved up the list, I realized I needed to get a higher class license to get more chances, more frequencies. And then, so then eventually I figured out I got the extra because that was one of the clearest signals in the world when you're trying to get long distance. The clearest signals, believe it or not, is the extra frequencies. And that's, of course, because there's fewer extras than anybody else. So naturally, it's going to be clearer there. So if no other reason, one of the reasons to get your higher license is you have more privileges and so you can get on some of those higher bands.
That's true, and that's that was my point. It's just crowded down there, and so people, I don't know. I'm going to have to think on this one. So, anyway, 73s, everybody, have a good night. W8DKM.
Hi, Dave. Thank you very much for your comments. Really appreciate it. Very interesting subject, gentlemen, and no matter where you are on the issue, believe me, this is one that will be generating a whole lot of comments, I am certain, to QST. And even the FTC will probably have something to say about it, so we'll see how that goes. Okay, let's move on down the list. I believe we're ready for Tom, K8FGP. One more time, Tom.
K8FGP. First off, apologies, Dave. I mistakenly referred to you as Doug. Apparently, I was paying about half attention there. Sorry about that. As far as the 440 net on Sunday, I like that idea. I don't know how often I would be able to join. But I do like the idea as the weather gets cold and the outdoor activities kind of dwindle. Maybe that's a good idea. With that being said, 73 to everyone, and back to you, Tom.
Tom, thank you very much for that. Yeah, well, I'm thinking about this. There's an old adage in radio land that says, either use it or lose it. We have a 440 frequency out there that's attached to our club. But it would be nice if we started using it a little bit, and I'm thinking Sunday afternoon maybe would be a good time for some people that can't can get on the evening clubs or evening contacts, evening nets, maybe they would like to get on a Sunday afternoon net. But it's just one opinion. It's not a good one or a bad one. It's just one. And we would appreciate yours. Okay, we're moving on down the list. Next up, Mike. AB8, Mike Whiskey. Come on in, Mike.
Good evening again. I tell you, I think I kind of like a 77-meter net there on Sunday. There's nothing much going on that day anyway, and it'd be nice to get on there and just treat it right for a little bit. So that count me in for it, and I'd be on just as much as I could there. So the only other thing I have to say there was about opening up the band some more. I hate to say it because I know it's going to be like opening a can of worms. The other thing I can say is look at what happened to 11 meters. The nut house it became there after they opened up to the general public. So that's just another thought and another idea. So 7-3 y'all, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey.
Hey Mike, thank you very much for that, and you certainly bring a very valid comment to this, and that once the general public got into CB, it really kind of clogged it up pretty badly. There were a lot of pretty bad characters out there. Okay, we're moving on down the list. The next up is Jay, N8YMT. One more time, Jay.
One is, I was thinking about the 70 centimeter net. Sunday would be great, and I would be willing because that's the time I could actually run the net. I would be able to run nets then most of the time, except for coming up here in the peak season. But anyway, with that, on to the other subject about the opening up, let me get a nickel.
Announcement on the digital meeting there, noon to 3 at Universal. Thank you so very much for that. I know that's certainly coming up. And also thank you for volunteering to maybe MC the Sunday afternoon net. That would be wonderful. Glad to share it with you. And just take in when you couldn't do it, or be glad to share with you how you want to do it. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Okay, moving on down the list. This is the 73 round. Next up is Greg, W8NGA. One more time, Greg.
I'll say good evening, everybody. It's W8NGA. Don't have much to say other than you're right about 80 and 40 meters, and I don't think we need to put any more people on there to learn more bad habits is what's down there now. So I totally agree with that. And it's crowded enough down there as it is now, and I think putting additional people down there will be a mistake. Besides, I don't see that as a benefit to get to the ham radio. I really don't. So I agree with or disagree with the ARL on that one. As far as the 440 net's concerned, the 440 repeater, I hate to say right now, is not doing good at all. It's very ill, very sick, and needs some attention, needs some medical care to it. So may not have good luck using it on 440 right now. So, other than that, that's all I got. So, I'll say 73 to everybody. And have everybody a good evening, and we'll talk to you all later. It's W8NGA.
NAYT.
Hi, Jay.
I did want to also mention real quick, sorry about that, we are still planning on having the Saturday morning breakfast as well. I've had that question come up a couple times, whether because you know, we're doing the digital thing at Universal, whether or not we're having breakfast as well. And when we are, to the best of my knowledge, are still having the morning breakfast. So, anyone, please.
And Greg, thank you very much about the information on the 440. Hopefully, though, we can get it up and running here a little better and start using a little more than we have been. I'm grateful that we have it, but also maybe you could let us know what we need to do to release some funds, to get some more equipment or what it is we need to maybe make it a little better. We appreciate that information. On down the list, and next up would be Terry in ATFC. Come on in, Terry.
Thank you, John. Another great net. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in doing the Sunday net once we get that working a little bit better there. Some of the stuff's up in the air right now. But yeah, I'd definitely be interested in having a Sunday net. Yeah, Jay, I think we can go to breakfast at 8:30 and then run out to Universal at noon after we digested some food there and kick in on that digital thing. I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm pretty much with everybody else. I'm not for giving away HF privileges without doing a little bit of work for it. And I think it would promote some bad habits on HF. So. Anyway, John, a wonderful job with the net, and we look forward to talking to everybody through the week. KBATNATFC.
All right, Terry, thank you very much for being on both the 10-meter net and the 2-meter net. Always great to have you in there, and thank you so very much for your comments. Okay, this is the 73 round. We're moving down the list, and next up, Ross, K8CYA. One more time, Ross, if you're still there.
Yep, sure am. This is an interesting topic. It's really got me thinking. I do remember, I don't know what 11 meters is like now, but I do remember the insanity it was at one time. It was barely usable at all. For any real logical purpose, actually. I think we've got enough of that already, but the problem seems to be accountability. With ham radio, at least you have to have a license, but there is still the thing of one can stay, keep their anonymity, and create havoc if they wanted to. We do police our own bands, but sometimes it's a problem, and there is a lot of garbage out there. We certainly don't want to invite more, but we do want to invite people to become hams and come up and use the bands. So somewhere in there has to be a solution to make it available, easy for somebody to move up if they're genuinely interested, and yet make sure that the users are accountable for what they do on the air, what they say. That's always been an issue. I don't think anybody really has a real solution to that. The 440 repeater, I think, is a good idea when those things get started. I would certainly be willing to use it and join in the net when and if I can. Hopefully, we can nurse it back into health again, and maybe Greg can come back and tell us what we need to do and what we can do to make it happen. Anyway, John, good to hear your voice. Thanks for doing that. With that, I'll say 73 to you and all. And hopefully I'll be on here a little more and have a chance to talk to all you wonderful people. Anyway, K8CYA clear. Thank you.
Hey, Ross. Always good to hear you in there, my friend. And looking forward to seeing you on breakfast one of these days, again, real soon, I hope. Again, thanks again for joining us. Great to hear you in there.
Okay, and on down the list we go. Next up on the 73 round is Paul, KD8WQU. Come on in, Paul.
Thank you, John. KD8WQU here. I don't have much to add. I would very much enjoy a 70-centimeter net on Sundays. That'd be great. Club's active, and that would be another feather in our cap. I think it's a really good idea. I'd like an opportunity to help support that. On a personal note, as a lot of you are aware, I'm back on the road, and I have mobile radio operations going in the truck that I started today. I'll be tweaking and improving and whatnot, but I will be on the radio during the day. What I really like about that is in my travels, I get to talk to a lot of different operators in a lot of different counties. Let me buy a nickel. I get to talk to a lot of operators in a lot of different counties from different clubs and so forth, and when I was on the road before 2 years ago, I really, really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun for me, to be up around Lima or Coldwater or out east, out past Fiesville and St. Clairsville and places like that and talk on the radio. That was a lot of fun. I will be on the radio a lot more during the day to and from Columbus, and I look forward to talking to people. That being said, 7-3 to the group, and KD8WQU, back to net control.
All right, Paul, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. Always good to hear you in there, and since you'll be back on the road, I'll have to keep my radio on a little more and see if we can hear you out there once in a while. Kind of keep you on the air once in a while. So good luck with your new venture there. And hope you have a good time while you're out there working on the road. All righty, so we're moving down the end of the list now, and next up on the 73 round is Mr. Doug, KD8OOG. One more time, Doug.
All right, John, thank you. With the Sunday planning events on Sunday, I sent out a Survey Monkey, which is a survey to the club members I have addresses for, email addresses for, and the majority of the responses came back that the Sunday 1 o'clock time slot for the meetings was liked more than others. We had one suggestion, take one net night a week and have a meeting. It would be at 11:30 or 8:30 on a Thursday night, one night during the month. And I know Circleville, I believe they do that. That was interesting, but there was only one of the different responses came back with that. But factor in with your 440 net you're thinking about that if we end up with a monthly meeting, which that hadn't been determined yet either, I don't think. But Sundays is when the meetings have been pretty much solidified as being the best choice. And Jay, if you would, get a hold of Dave, KD8OCT, and maybe talk up your Sunday schedules with him so we could coincide the meetings where you could be there in attendance. So everybody have a good week. I know I got one pumpkin. The plant's all over the backyard, but I had a second one, but the doggone squirrel got it, and then the bugs got into it. But I'm going to have one nice pumpkin for the granddaughter to carve, so have a good week, and I look forward to talking to everybody next week. Thanks, John, again, for picking me up. KB8T in the group, KD8OOT.
Thank you so very much for that, and really good to hear you in there, and thank you so very much for your comments. They're greatly appreciated. And it sounds like there's an overwhelming support for a Sunday afternoon net. The only reason I would suggest on an afternoon net is because I do know that we have some members that work in the evening almost all the time, and so they never get to get to any of our nets because we're always in the evening. So if we could have an afternoon net, maybe, just maybe, we'd get some
people on the net that normally don't get to the other one. So anyway, I totally support a Sunday afternoon ad, and I'll be glad to support it. And if there's anything we can find out what we can do to make that happen, to make 440 a little better, I'm all for trying to help make that happen.
Anyone, too?
Go ahead.
KDOT, can you hang out after the net?
Yeah, KDOT, go ahead.
Yeah, if you would hang out after the net, and I'll talk to you. Any warranty?
Okay, after the net, good. KDOT.
Okay, are there any last comments before we call it a night? Well, I'd like to thank everyone who joined us tonight. Thank you to Tom, Mike, Jay, Greg, Terry, Ross, Paul, Dave, and Doug. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and me makes 10. Another good outing this evening. Also, would like to thank KC8EVR Lester, KHAMP Jeff, KD8MCS Roger, and of course W8NGA Greg for the use of the 145.23 repeater. Our club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. That is www.SierraWhiskeyCharlieHotelRomeoCharlie.org. If there are no more check-ins or information, I will close the net at 9:16 p.m. and return the repeater back to general use. This is Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango. Clear on a WB8 MMR 145.23 repeater at 9:17 p.m. Eastern Time. 73s, have a great weekend.